The following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and You.
So welcome back to Project Independence and You here at Senior Talk Radio, WCWP.org, and also 88.1 FM on your radio, and of course the WCWP radio app. So we're so happy to be speaking with County Executive, Nassau County Executive, Laura Curran. Laura, welcome back to Project Independence and You. It's great to have you on the show.
Rebecca, thank you so much for inviting me back.
You can come back every week as much as you like.
I have one
open invite.
I have a soft opening question. Did you go to the Islander game the other night?
Oh, yes, I did. Oh, yes, I did, Otto. It was.
Did you stay to the end?
Of course. I couldn't leave. Overtime, I was like, oh, no, I'm going to have to go to bed later. But it was 100,000% worth staying. That 1 minute and 21 seconds in, my favorite, Beauvillier. Slides it in. It was fantastic.
Big night tonight.
I know. I'm really nervous. We're on enemy ice. You know what happened the last time we were down there? We got spanked. 8-0.
Yeah, 8-0.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you have a lot invested in this too. I know people get upset because you gambled, but you know.
I do. We have to send down pizza, bagels, and beer if we don't make it.
And the
mayor of Tampa Bay is going to send us, when we win, cigars and beer. I don't like cigars, but, you know, maybe I'll acquire a taste.
That's so cool. So want to know what's happening. I mean, every time we talk to you, it seems like so much happens with the, returning from the pandemic each week. I mean, we go from day to day with massive changes. So what's happening? What's happening with the county with the return?
So a couple of pieces of good news. The first is that our vaccination rate is leading the state, and in fact, we're high above the national average as well. So we're above the state average and the national average, and that's a testament to the county's wonderful health department, to our wonderful hospital systems, medical providers, and of course to our residents who are willing to get the vaccine. So that's good news. That's really helping things to open up. And then the other piece of good news we got earlier this week, the governor getting rid of all of those executive orders having to do with the pandemic. So that means our pools can open at 100% capacity. Our beach can open at 100% capacity. Our concerts, our beloved Lakeside Theater concerts at Eisenhower Park, capacity gone. We were limiting it to about 1,200. Now we can have as many as can fit, which is a great thing. And we've got a wonderful lineup of tribute bands. This Saturday, we have the Bob Marley tribute band coming down later on this summer. We've got Led Zeppelin, ELO, the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, the Grateful Dead. So a lot of good music. And then we're also having our doo-wop and our smaller concerts and other pop-up concerts at parks all over the county. And I know the town of North Hempstead has a great schedule as well. So it's a real opportunity to have fun. Last night, actually, we did a Bollywood screening, part of our movie night down at Lakeside Theater. It's the first year we've done it. It's the second time this year. And it was a huge success. I think there were about 1,500 folks there. This huge hit, Bollywood hit called Job We Met was it. And most people had already seen it, but they came back. Because it's such a great film, and we really want to make sure that we have something for everybody.
I have a question here. I have the good fortune of being on this show with two people that were opposite each other on Newsday yesterday. Rebecca was in for Project Independence, and an opposite page was Laura, because you have a lot of money to spend.
And
that's what the article said, right? And the question I'm going to ask, has, I'm not looking for specifics here, but all of a sudden, a large influx of money is coming into the county, plus you've managed to have a surplus. And I was just curious, I look and I see it talks about social, sewers, water quality, small businesses, behavioral health, environment. There's all kinds of things you could spend that money on. And if you try to visualize even in your own home, you get this big influx, what are you going to do with the money? I think my question really comes down to, what's the process like? I can't imagine what you have to go through to look at these different categories and getting all the people who come in from different angles looking for a piece of the pie. How do you manage that? That sounds like a tremendous job.
Well, first of all, it's a good problem to have.
Yeah, I meant that as a good one.
I know. I totally got that. And, you know, our finances are in good shape at the county. So this is, you know, money that extra money that we have from the federal government, because we were so impacted by COVID. We were really the epicenter here, especially at the beginning of the pandemic. And our businesses, our residents, our nonprofits, really all affected by this. So what we really are seeking to do here is to make sure that we can recover as strongly as possible and leaving no one behind. So we're looking to shore up our infrastructure, you know, with the septic program and other infrastructure programs. We're looking to make sure that we have resources for mental health, because we know that's going to be an issue going forward as a result of the pandemic. We want to make sure we're reaching our veterans, our seniors, our youth as well. But we also want to support small businesses. So we have a lot of support in the form of grants and loans for small businesses. And in fact, we put together a one-stop shopping website and brick and mortar place right in Eisenhower Park, where businesses could come to see what federal, state, county, and town help is available. You can go to our website, nassaucountyny.gov/boostnassau. It's a bit of a mouthful, but you just Google Nassau County Boost Nassau as a one-stop shop clearinghouse to get this information, to get the applications. And then if you want to make an appointment if you're like me, you need that one-on-one help, you can make an appointment and have someone guide you through all of these different resources that are available. So there's that. And we're also putting the finishing touches on our direct help for residents. So we'll be getting that before the legislature soon as well. So this is good stuff. We want to make sure that we're using every penny wisely, correctly, according, you know, there's a lot of rules about how you spend this. So we want to make sure we're doing everything carefully. So we're doing that, and that we're reaching as many people as we possibly can with an eye towards strong recovery.
Okay. That's good.
Yeah.
That's a good problem, as you pointed out.
Exactly. It's a good problem to have. You know, it takes a lot of work. We're sorting through it, and looking forward to, you know, to working with the legislature to get all of this approved.
Yeah, I would think you have to have quite a few people helping you out on this one.
Absolutely. We have a whole team.
Yeah.
Otto, I was getting a little nervous when you were comparing my article to County Executive Kern's article when she was had all this funding to give. I just found it
ironic that we were going to be on the show today and
right.
Newsday page, it's like the center, A28 and 29, and you're both there on opposite pages. That was yesterday. And
so I think that's proof that this radio is ironic because they
look on the screen and there you are again.
Yeah, that was great. So there's a lot of great news with the return to normal. You know, it's just every day.
The radio. This is the radio station.
So, County Executive Kern is in her car.
Can you guys hear me? I have terrible service.
Yeah, now we can hear you. We certainly can hear you. We had a little
bit
of a break.
I'm going to try to get to a better spot.
You're in a moving car.
All right,
wherever she is, she's calling us. I said one time she's going to be jumping from an airplane on a parachute.
We know.
Project Independence and you. There's a lot of great stuff going on in the county at Eisenhower.
Stopping. How's this? Is this good? And I need to go back.
Yeah, it's breaking up a little bit on this end.
It's breaking up a little bit.
We're going to get to
Maybe when Laura gets to a better spot, she is moving. She's got a important meeting following speaking to us. So she is in transport right now. But it really sounds like a lot of wonderful things with the return from the pandemic and also with this funding. You know, you can look up on the Nassau County website. It's Boost
Better Long Spot Island.
And you could find out all about that particular funding that was in the paper the other day. So I don't know if you're with us again, Laura.
All right. Can you hear me now?
We can.
All right, good. So I'm going to try to get to a better
spot. I would say we don't hear you. We don't hear you.
All right, how about now?
Yeah.
How about now?
We'll take a break.
Okay, we're going to we're going to take a break. We'll be back after a brief commercial break.